Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sherry Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sherry Smith. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ed Wells. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison takes first base on ball four. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon bunts towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Jamison moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jamison scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch bunts for a single. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground for a single. Maynisch moves to second. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maynisch scores. Heilman moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sewell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jameson moves to second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-0 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Jameson scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speaker. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Rigney applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuchter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith bunts towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Fuchter moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuchter. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Fuchter steals third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuchter. The slide. Woodall applies the tag. Fuchter is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon strikes out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Manish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith fires to first and picks off Manish. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Manish. Burns reaches second base with a double. Stevenson moves to third. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevenson, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Stevenson steals home. It's 3-1, Indians. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuchter bunts towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. One out. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Indians. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Jameson trying to get to home. Wingo throws the ball into Woodall, who tags Jameson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Spurgeon moves to second. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Larry Woodall. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a ball on the ground into center field. Speaker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Speaker. O'Rourke scores. Noon moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Ed Wells. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Noon scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue bunts towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to third. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 3 in the game. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Haney. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Bassler now catching. Jess Doyle now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Doyle has Sewell trapped. There's the throw to Bassler and over to Haney, who tags Sewell for the out. Stevenson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Mainisch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wingo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Wingo reaches second base with a double. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 3 in the game. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Harrington pinch hits for Jess Doyle. Andy Harrington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrington hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.